Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's check in with Captain Darrell Carpenter, find out what's happening down in Grand Isle. Darrell, it was great to see you and all the captains at the big meeting you guys had.
And we appreciate you gracing us with your presence.
Well, tell me, how's the fishing been down there? Is it starting to show some signs of some springtime action?
Well, Don, what it has started to do, and this morning, let me say, if anybody's headed down, we've got some pretty decent fog on Grand Isle, and it's going to be a little worse on the water, especially where there's no discernible, you know, features or no lights or anything to guide you around. So maybe leave late, just be careful. But what we're starting to kind of see is the fish are starting to do a little bit of a move. And what that means is they are starting to move down toward the lower estuary. But what it does is you don't really have them ganged up anywhere yet. They're obviously in transition and they're moving around. So once you find some clean water and a little bit of bait, you're picking up a few fish here, a few fish there, and you just got to kind of stick and move around. We still got it's March, so we still got about another month of some rogue cold fronts coming through. And it's gonna set them back every now and then. You're going to have these nice warm days where you're going to start finding them working the surface in some instances. And then you're going to have a couple of days after a cold front where it's going to shock them a little bit and they're going to move back deep. So right now you just got to carry a larger tackle box and be ready to use everything in it.
Gotcha. How available is live bait other than catching your own?
It's been pretty good, Don. The problem is this is the time of the year they put a lot of the boats on dry dock to, you know, get them ready for the meat of the summer. But there's been shrimp. In fact, there's been some pretty good shrimp. There's been some leftover whites from last year. Our average catch has been in the 36-40 range, so it's not them little bitty browns just yet. We've still got some really nice-sized shrimp left over from this past winter.
That's great. Darrell, what can you tell us about offshore fishing? What are you hearing from the guys going after the tuna and the wahoo?
Well, I hear it's been pretty good. Of course, they had a run here lately. And, you know, Don, we were talking to some of the offshore guys at that meeting. They had a really strange run this year where those, you know, we used to hear about the midnight lump, which has been dead for several years. And then you've got that east lump over by Venice. But this year they ran into a deal where for several weeks the tuna didn't want anything but diamond jigs. And I'm talking about those monster 200-pound-plus tunas. And they were tearing them all up on diamond jigs, mostly on spin cast rods. That's kind of slowed down a little bit. The Wahoo is what's really been stealing the show here the last 3 weeks. Wahoo have been big and they've been pretty plentiful. You just got to find either some current line, some temperature change line, or you just got to cover a lot of rigs and structure, and eventually you're gonna come back with some Wahoo. They've just been those big trolling baits, and I mean they've been plentiful and they've been big from all the pictures I've seen.
Got it. Darryl, we're asking some of our listeners what's their favorite go-to fillet knives, electric or regular standard blade. What do you like to use?
Well, simply the numbers we do, Don. It's electric pretty much all the way with me. And over 20 years or so, I hadn't found anything that holds up for us better than an American Angler.
American Angler, huh?
Yep. I mean, they're expensive. The initial purchase is expensive, but they outlast everything you buy at Walmart, I promise you.
Yeah, you know, I guess for occasional fishermen, you know, those knives will seem like they hold up for them, but the stress that you guys put on them day in, day out with the numbers and stuff, man, you got to go with the quality stuff. It's well worth what you pay for it.
Well, Don, what I used to do, I used to hit Bed Bath & Beyond and buy the $15 bread slices. I just buy 15 of them at a time. And some of them would last a month. Some of them, you know, first time you took them out of the box, they'd break. And, you know, I moved over to the American Angler. Now the only thing you got to worry about is keeping sharp blades. I do have a Bubba blade, a Bubba knife, the electric, that's kind of the reserve. But those blades don't interchange very well, and the Bubba just doesn't fit my hand good. And maybe it's the arthritis or whatever, but I prefer my American Angler.
Yep. Darryl, before you go, I got one of your cohorts texting this morning, Riker Taladano, a captain that fishes down in the Delacroix area, and he wanted to do what everyone else did at that meeting this week, and that was compliment you for the effort you put in and leadership role and development of that Louisiana Charter Boat Association. I can remember when it was a handful of people, and what it's grown to now is incredible, and you are largely responsible for it, and you're going to take a well-deserved rest and kind of pass the baton on to the next guy.
Oh, yeah, it's time. You know, we had a mission, and I think we pretty much fulfilled it. It's time for some new blood and some new eyes on it, and I'm not going away. I'm just stepping back a little bit, and we'll see how it goes, and I look for nothing but good things going forward.
What would a Charter Boat Association meeting be without Darryl Carpenter commenting, huh? I can't imagine. Darryl, if somebody wants to go fish with you.
I might even be at the commission meeting Thursday.
You could. You could show up. If somebody wants to go fishing with you, tell them how to get you.
Well, Don, they can find me on your website at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. They can find me on mine, RealScreamers.com. Or they can just pick up the phone, and that's 225-937-6288. And if anybody's wanting to do it, I'm getting word that my contact form is messing up on my website, but I'll try to get that taken care of first of the week.
All right, with technology more burdened. All right, thank you, Darryl. Appreciate it as always.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam
on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.